From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. President Obama says following a U.S. intelligence conclusion that Russia meddled in the November presidential election, a similar thing could happen again, and that it is important for Congress and President-elect Donald Trump to make sure influence is minimized. A declassified version of the intelligence report said Russian President Vladimir Putin ordered an influence campaign on the election with a preference for Mr. Trump over his challenger, Hillary Clinton. North Korea says it could test an intercontinental ballistic missile at any time and from any location. U.S. Defense Chief Ash Carter spoke on NBC News about the North's nuclear and missile program.
Their nuclear weapons and ballistic missile defense programs are a serious threat to us. We try to stay ahead of that, and we are staying ahead of that with our missile defenses to make sure we've upgraded their number, their type, so that we're sure we can defend ourselves. We've deployed missile defenses in South Korea, Japan, Guam.
North Korea TV reported the hostile policy of the U.S. is to blame for pushing Pyongyang to develop an ICBM. China said today it opposes any contact between Taiwanese leaders and U.S. officials a day after Taiwan's President Tsai Ing-wen met with U.S. Senator Ted Cruz and Texas Governor Greg Abbott. Cruz said China does not have the right to say with whom U.S. officials can meet. President-elect Donald Trump drew criticism from China when he spoke by phone with Tsai shortly after he was elected in November. Mr. Trump later questioned why the U.S. should be bound by Chinese policy on Taiwan unless Beijing steps in. This is VOA News. A U.S. Navy ship fired three warning shots at Iranian boats near the Strait of Hormuz Sunday, according to U.S. defense officials. Reuters reports the four Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps vessels were approaching the USS Mahan at a high rate of speed when the U.S. Navy destroyer fired the shots. The U.S. officials who spoke to Reuters and CNN on a condition of anonymity said the Iranian boats did not respond to radio requests to slow down. The Navy destroyer, which had been escorting two other ships, also fired smoke flares, and a Navy helicopter dropped the smoke float, according to the official. Former Iranian President Akbar Hashemi Rafsanjani has died at the age of 82. He comes as a shock to moderates and reformists in Iran who say they are deprived now of their most influential supporter in the Islamic establishment. The Iranian foreign minister said his country has lost one of the greatest pillars of the revolution and a friend to the supreme leader. Rafsanjani's death comes ahead of presidential elections in May, and some observers say it could be a blow to the moderate president who allied himself with Rafsanjani to win the 2013 election. President-elect Donald Trump has responded to statements made by actress Meryl Streep during the Golden Globe Awards Sunday night. She referred to an incident in which Mr. Trump said and is said to have mocked a disabled reporter.
And this instinct to humiliate when it's modeled by someone in the public platform, by someone powerful. It filters down into everybody's life because it kind of gives permission for other people to do the same thing.
She went on to say that someone he outranked in privilege, power, and the capacity to fight back kind of broke her heart when she saw it. She said she still can't get it out of her head because it wasn't a movie, it was real life. Trump's response to Streep was to describe her on Twitter Monday as one of the most overrated actresses in Hollywood and a Hillary flunky. The president-elect also said for the 100th time he never mocked a disabled reporter. And earlier Monday morning, the New York Times reported that Mr. Trump said that he had not seen the Golden Globes or Streep's remarks, but was not surprised that liberal movie people had attacked him. Russia and the Philippines are considering joint naval exercises, a link that would advance Manila's move toward a multi-country foreign policy in bulk of its military, while giving both sides a chance to stand up to the United States. Moscow sent a destroyer and a naval oil tanker to a port in Manila last week for a five-day goodwill visit. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.